Welcome to Comiskey Park in Chicago, for the game between the St. Louis Browns and the Chicago White Sox. Here are the starting lineups. For the St. Louis Browns. Batting in the lead-off spot. The first baseman, Lou Blue. Batting second. The third baseman, Frank O'Rourke. Batting third. The left fielder, Heinie Maynisch. Batting fourth. The center fielder, Fred Schulte. Batting fifth. The shortstop, Red Kress. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Beauty McGowan. Batting seventh. The second baseman, Ski Melillo. Batting eighth. The catcher, Wally Shang. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Sam Gray. Pitching for the St. Louis Browns, Sam Gray. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the lead-off spot. The left fielder, Alex Metzler. Batting second. The shortstop, Bill Sissel. Batting third. The center fielder, Carl Reynolds. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Art Shires. Batting fifth. The third baseman, Willie Kaum. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Doug Tate. Batting seventh. The second baseman, John Kerr. Batting eighth. The catcher, Mo Berg. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Tommy Thomas. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Tommy Thomas. And now, play ball. Lou Blue is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blue hits a ball on the ground into right field, out of the reach of Tate. Blue reaches second base with a double. Frank O'Rourke is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. O'Rourke bunts towards the mound. Thomas fields it and throws to third for the out. Score that a fielder's choice. One out. Heinie Maynisch is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Maynisch hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Kerr settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Fred Schulte is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schulte hits a fly ball into center field. Reynolds settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Browns nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Alex Metzler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Metzler hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. Melillo reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bill Sissel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sissel hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 1-0, White Sox. Carl Reynolds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reynolds hits a fly ball into right field. McGowan settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Art Shires is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shires hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Melillo scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Browns nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Red Kress is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kress hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Beauty McGowan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McGowan hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Kress moves to second. Ski Melillo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Melillo hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Kress scores. McGowan moves to third. It's Browns, 1, White Sox, 1. Wally Shang is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shang hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. McGowan scores. Melillo moves to third. It's 2-1, Browns. Sam Gray is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gray hits a fly ball into left field. Metzler settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Melillo tags and scores. One out. It's 3-1, Browns. Lou Blue is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blue is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Blue strikes out. Two outs. Frank O'Rourke is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. O'Rourke is 0-for-1 in the game. O'Rourke hits a pop-up towards short. Sissel settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Browns 3, and the White Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Willie Com is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Com hits a ball on the ground towards third. O'Rourke fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Doug Tate is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tate hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Gray fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. John Kerr is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kerr takes first base on ball 4. Mo Berg is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berg is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Browns 3, and the White Sox 1. The Browns will come to bat. Heinie Maynish is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Maynish is 0-for-1 in the game. Maynish hits a ball on the ground towards third. Com fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Fred Schult is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schult is 0-for-1 in the game. Schult hits a fly ball into center field. Reynolds settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Red Kress is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kress is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Kress hits a ball on the ground towards short. Sissel scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Browns 3, and the White Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Tommy Thomas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thomas strikes out. One out. Alex Metzler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Metzler is 0-for-1 in the game. Metzler hits a line drive into left center field, beyond the reach of Schult. Metzler reaches second base with a double. Bill Sissel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sissel is 1-for-1 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Sissel hits a fly ball into center field. Schult settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Carl Reynolds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reynolds is 0-for-1 in the game. Reynolds hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Gray fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Browns 3, and the White Sox 1. The Browns will come to bat. Beauty McGowan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McGowan is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. McGowan hits a fly ball into right field for a base hit. Ski Melillo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Melillo is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Melillo hits a line drive towards short. Sissel catches it and throws to first to double up McGowan. Two outs. Wally Shang is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shang is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Shang hits a pop-up towards short. Sissel settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Browns 3, and the White Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Art Shires is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shires is 0-for-1 in the game. Shires hits a ball on the ground towards short. Kress scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Willie Com is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Com is 0-for-1 in the game. Com hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. O'Rourke settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Doug Tate is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tate is 0 for 1 in the game. Tate hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. John Kerr is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kerr is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Kerr hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Manish throws the ball into O'Rourke, who relays the ball to Melillo, who tags Kerr trying to catch an extra base, for the out. Tate moves to third. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Browns 3, and the White Sox 1. The Browns will come to bat. Sam Gray is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gray is 0 for 0 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Gray hits a ball on the ground towards short. Sissel scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Lou Blue is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blue is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Blue hits a line drive into right center field, beyond the reach of Reynolds, who is chasing the ball. Blue reaches third base with a triple. Frank O'Rourke is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. O'Rourke is 0 for 2 in the game. O'Rourke hits a ball on the ground towards short. Sissel scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Blue scores. Two outs. It's 4-1, Browns. Heine Manish is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Manish is 0 for 2 in the game. Manish hits a ball on the ground into right field for a base hit. Fred Schult is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schult is 0 for 2 in the game. Schult hits a fly ball into right field. Tate settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Browns 4, and the White Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Mo Berg is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berg is 0 for 1 in the game. Berg hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Tommy Thomas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thomas is 0 for 1 in the game. Thomas hits a fly ball into right field. McGowan settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Alex Metzler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Metzler is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Metzler hits a fly ball into center field. Schult settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bill Sissel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sissel is 1 for 2 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Sissel hits a line drive into right center field, beyond the reach of Schult. Sissel reaches second base with a double. Berg goes all the way around to score. It's 4-2 Browns. Carl Reynolds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reynolds is 0 for 2 in the game. Reynolds hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Sissel scores. It's 4-3, Browns. Art Shires is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shires is 0 for 2 in the game. Shires hits a fly ball into right field. McGowan settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Browns 4, and the White Sox 3. The Browns will come to bat. Red Kress is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kress is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Kress strikes out. One out. Beauty McGowan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McGowan is 2 for 2 in the game, with two singles. McGowan hits a line drive into center field. Reynolds settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ski Melillo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Melillo is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Melillo hits a fly ball into right field. Tate settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Browns 4, and the White Sox 3. The White Sox will come to bat. Willie Calm is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Calm is 0 for 2 in the game. Calm hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Gray fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Doug Tate is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tate is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Tate hits a ball on the ground towards short. Kress scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. John Kerr is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kerr is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Kerr hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Mo Berg is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berg is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Berg hits a fly ball into right field. McGowan settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Browns 4, and the White Sox 3. The Browns will come to bat. Wally Shang is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shang is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Shang hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Thomas fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Sam Gray is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gray is 0 for 1 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Gray hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Metzler. Gray reaches second base with a double. Lou Blue is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blue is 2 for 3 in the game, with a double and a triple. Blue hits a fly ball into center field. Reynolds settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Frank O'Rourke is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. O'Rourke is 0 for 3 in the game. He's got one RBI. O'Rourke hits a fly ball into center field. Reynolds settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Browns 4, and the White Sox 3. The White Sox will come to bat. Tommy Thomas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thomas is 0 for 2 in the game. Thomas hits a fly ball into right field. McGowan settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Alex Metzler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Metzler is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. Metzler hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. O'Rourke settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bill Sissel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sissel is 2 for 3 in the game, with a double and a home run. He's got two RBIs. Sissel hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Carl Reynolds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reynolds is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Reynolds hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Sissel goes all the way around to score. Reynolds moves to second. It's Browns, 4, White Sox, 4. Art Shires is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shires is 0 for 3 in the game. Shires hits a fly ball into center field. Schultz settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Browns 4, and the White Sox 4. The Browns will come to bat. Heinie Maynish is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Maynish is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Maynish hits a fly ball into center field. Reynolds settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Fred Schultz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schultz is 0 for 3 in the game. Schultz is called out on strikes. Two outs. Red Kress is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kress is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Kress hits a fly ball into center field. Reynolds settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Browns 4, and the White Sox 4. The White Sox will come to bat. Willie Kahm is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kahm is 0 for 3 in the game. Kahm hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. O'Rourke settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Doug Tate is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tate is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Tate is called out on strikes. Two outs. John Kerr is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kerr is 2 for 2 in the game, with two singles and a walk. Kerr hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. O'Rourke settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Browns 4, and the White Sox 4. The Browns will come to bat. Beauty McGowan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McGowan is 2 for 3 in the game, with two singles. McGowan hits a fly ball, foul, into right field. Tate settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ski Melillo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Melillo is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Melillo is called out on strikes. Two outs. Wally Shang is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shang is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Shang takes first base on ball 4. Sam Gray is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gray is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Gray strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Browns 4, and the White Sox 4. The White Sox will come to bat. Mo Berg is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berg is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Berg hits a ball on the ground towards third. O'Rourke fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Tommy Thomas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thomas is 0 for 3 in the game. Thomas hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Alex Metzler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Metzler is 1 for 4 in the game, with a double. Metzler hits a fly ball into right field. McGowan settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bill Sissel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sissel is 3 for 4 in the game, with a single, a double, and a home run. He's got two RBIs. Sissel hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Thomas moves to second. Carl Reynolds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reynolds is 2 for 4 in the game, with two singles. He's got two RBIs. Reynolds hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. Melillo reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 10, with the score, the Browns 4, and the White Sox 4. The Browns will come to bat. Lou Blue is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blue is 2 for 4 in the game, with a double and a triple. Blue hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Kerr scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Frank O'Rourke is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. O'Rourke is 0 for 4 in the game. He's got one RBI. O'Rourke hits a fly ball into left field. Metzler settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Heinie Maenisch is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Maenisch is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. Maenisch hits a line drive into center field. Reynolds settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 10, with the score, the Browns 4, and the White Sox 4. the White Sox will come to bat. Art Shires is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shires is 0 for 4 in the game. Shires hits a fly ball into right field. McGowan settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Willie Com is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Com is 0 for 4 in the game. Com hits a ball on the ground towards third. O'Rourke juggles the ball. That's an error on O'Rourke. Doug Tate is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tate is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. Tate hits a ball on the ground towards first. Blue fields it, and throws to get the runner. And he throws it away. That's an error on Blue. Com moves to third. Tate moves to second. Score that a fielder's choice. Bud Clancy pinch hits for John Kerr. Bud Clancy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clancy is walked intentionally. Johnny Whatwood pinch hits for Mo Berg. Johnny Whatwood is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whatwood strikes out. Two outs. Tommy Thomas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thomas is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. Thomas hits a line drive towards the mound. Gray reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 11, with the score, the Browns 4, and the White Sox 4. The Browns will come to bat. Art Shires now playing second base. Bud Clancy now playing first base. Buck Krause now catching. Fred Schult is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schult is 0 for 4 in the game. Schult hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Shires scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Red Kress is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kress is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. Kress hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Metzler throws the ball into Sissel, who tags Kress trying to catch an extra base, for the out. Two outs. Beauty McGowan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McGowan is 2 for 4 in the game, with two singles. McGowan hits a fly ball into right field. Tate settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 11, with the score, the Browns 4, and the White Sox 4. The White Sox will come to bat. Alex Metzler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Metzler is 1 for 5 in the game, with a double. Metzler hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of McGowan. Metzler reaches second base with a double. Bill Sissel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sissel is 4 for 5 in the game, with two singles, a double, and a home run. He's got two RBIs. Sissel bunts towards the mound. Gray fields it and throws to first for the out. Metzler moves to third. One out. Carl Reynolds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reynolds is 2 for 5 in the game, with two singles. He's got two RBIs. Reynolds is walked intentionally. Art Shires is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shires is 0 for 5 in the game. Shires is walked intentionally. Reynolds moves to second. Willie Com is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Com is 0 for 5 in the game. Com hits a fly ball into center field. Schult settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Metzler tags and scores. Two outs. The game is over. The final score, Chicago White Sox, 5, and St. Louis Browns, 4. Goodbye from Comiskey Park in Chicago.